You are listening to Generation Radio. The podcast about Doctor Who. With Callum, Shell, and Mike.
Hi, everyone. Hi, everyone. My name's Callum. I'm here with Mike.
No.
And I'm here with Shell.
Hi.
And today we're going to be discussing all things regeneration.
Callum has regenerated into a fake Australian.
I am fake Australian.
You're going to put some shrimp on the barbie?
No, we're going to... We're going to be talking about regeneration today, and some of that. Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, that was planned.
Shut up, Mike.
So we're going to say that we're regenerating the conversation.
No. You're trying to hijack the conversation by talking about Australians, and I'm not letting you because I'm a professional podcaster.
Okay, let's go with that.
Okay, so the first I thought, well, I didn't really think this is just the script I have in front of me. My script says, I thought that the first thing we could start talking about was the science behind regeneration, which of course there isn't any because it's sci-fi, but we're going to talk about the sci-fi side behind the regeneration.
But there is science behind science fiction.
Yeah, so this is the science behind the sci-fi, which is also sci-fi.
It's sci-fi.
In sci-fiction. Anyway, so how does regeneration happen? What causes it? Let's ask our viewers.
What do you guys think causes it?
Yes,
terrible answers.
Let's ask our viewers in a podcast you listen to. I know English is not my first language, but like, you know, you can't like view something you listen to. Like, hello, can you hear
me?
Mike, you're sounding like you're sounding like really like negative about this.
No, but like as Shell says, there are science behind this, but it's not explained.
I don't know the quadratic formula for someone regenerating, but I'd be happy to discuss it.
But it's like, you know, we know the name of the doctor, but we don't know how to pronounce it.
We don't know the name of the doctor.
We do know the name of the doctor.
What's the name of the doctor, mate?
His name's the doctor.
It was published in an article like 1982. There is a name for the doctor.
Yeah, but we don't know what it is.
Yeah, I know what it is. I just can't pronounce it.
That sounds really convenient.
I'm going to find the picture. I'm going to post it in our Discord so for all our listeners, or according to Callum, viewers. You can join our Discord. Link should be on Spotify, I guess, or our Facebook page, where you can actually see the name of the doctor, but no one knows how to pronounce it. That's a true statement. I will find the picture. I have the picture.
It's probably not canon, Mike.
So
it's from a Doctor Who magazine, so I guess it's canon. But yeah, regeneration. Hi.
So what's up, guys? Today we're going to be I'm here with my co-hosts, Mike and Shell.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
I'm going to put the regeneration sound in the background there, so it looks like we're regenerating all the time.
Whoa. We're regenerating the conversation thrice.
Yes. Maybe we should start talking about what regeneration is. If we have anyone listening that isn't that into Doctor Who and might be like, hi, what are you talking about? What is this, the regeneration stuff?
Well, I think we should get down to the science of it all. Can I start off the science part?
Go for the science.
All right. So, I have 6 examples of science. Or, as some people say, science. All right, so with regeneration comes cellular regeneration, stem cells, energy transfer, genetic manipulation, neurological rewiring, and quantum biology. Ha! Take that, Skyan. I know big words.
Yeah. This is a lecture now.
Cellular regeneration, what I mean like that is, like, I'm talking about, like, for instance, like, some animals, like salamanders, can regrow entire limbs, while humans and, you know, only have limited regenerative capabilities, such as healing wounds or regenerating liver tissue. And one possible explanation might be stem cells, right? Like, the Time Lord's ability to regenerate could involve advanced stem cell technology.
Right.
You know, maybe. I don't know.
This is good. We are theorizing. I'm loving this.
Yeah. And like Time Lords may possess like a highly advanced form of stem cells that can rapidly differentiate and regenerate damaged or aging tissues. Energy transfer. It's often depicted as a burst of energy coursing through the Time Lord's body. And this energy is crucial for the transformation process. And what I mean by, like, genetic manipulation would be, like, you know, the Time Lords, they're, like, an advanced species with mastery over genetics and bioengineering. So it's possible that their ability to regenerate is deeply ingrained in their genetic makeup.
Well, right? Yeah, we know that to be true, yeah.
But some people may not know that, because some people might just passively watch Doctor Who and just be like, that's a cool thing, whatever. He became someone else. what I thought was interesting when I was, you know, researching, was the quantum biology. I thought that was much more cool than, like, the neurological rewiring. So, like, sorry, I haven't had much water today.
Hydration.
It's very important. So, like, the Hooniverse often delves into the concepts of space and time and alternate realities. Regeneration could involve principles of quantum biology, where quantum processes at the subatomic level influence biological phenomena. I.e., Time Lords may possess a unique understanding of quantum mechanics, allowing them to manipulate their own biology at a fundamental level, transcending conventional biological constraints.
I concur.
You are reading this from a script, aren't you?
I wrote things down because I took notes. Because yeah, I went researching into this because I was like, what's the funnest way to explain things to people other than, like, they're five?
Yeah, but I'm sitting here like, I was shocked about the amount of big words coming out there. And I was like trying to process the information. I was like, how do you keep it in your head? I can't keep it in my head. And my head is basically empty today.
My head is not empty. It's full of thoughts, and they're big worded thoughts that I wrote down big fancy words.
I was thinking about squirrels an hour ago.
Yeah, squirrel.
Yeah, but, like, okay. Squirrel. So can we break this down for a smart 5-year-old?
Okay, a smart 5-year-old. So, words.
Man goes, burn, you man.
Yeah, so yeah, basically, the Time Lords, and it's only the Time Lords, not the Gallifreyans, only the Time Lords, have this, like, when their cell starts to die, they regenerate and create new cells, but they're not the exact same cells, it's new cells, so they get a new body, which gives us, like, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15th Doctor.
So instead, the big thing, though, when it comes to regeneration, the thing I'm a little bit confused on, and maybe you might be able to help with this, Mike, is regeneration handed down genetically, or is it a gift given by the Time Lord? Because obviously the Time Lords can grant regenerations. Not all Gallifreyans have the ability to regenerate. It is specifically Time Lords. But then River Song could regenerate, but she wasn't granted any.
Yeah, so this is where we have a break in the canon. And this is why this episode is going to be a lot of discussion. Because last episode was a lot of, you know, lists and stuff. The canon tells us, firstly, that Time Lords got the possession, the possibility to regenerate because they lived due to the rift, near the rift.
And but then, then that was changed.
Yeah, because
that's not canon anymore. So now it was the Doctor that originally got them the ability to regenerate because the Doctor isn't from Gallifrey.
Yeah, but the first explanation would explain why River Song can have it because, like,
yeah,
River Song, you know, was in Amy Pond. I need to say in.
Amy Pond. I love that. Yeah.
While Amy was traveling in the TARDIS, therefore being exposed to the time vortex, right?
Yes.
So that canon explanation makes sense, that Time Lords are beings that live near the time vortex, therefore they possess the ability to regenerate.
But then how come the Time Lords can grant people the regenerations as well?
Yeah, that's one of the breaks I can't.
But that was even before, because in the five-ish five doctors, the president of Gallifrey said that they could grant the master a new regeneration cycle.
Yes.
So how does that work?
And in the time of the Doctor, it's the same thing. Yeah. I forgot her name. I forgot my favorite companion's name.
Clara.
Clara, thank you. Clara asked them to do something, and through the crack, they give Matt Smith's Doctor a new regeneration cycle.
Yes.
So if we look at Old Who and part of the New Who, that made sense. And then suddenly comes Chris Chibnall and be like, nah, the Doctor is the original Time Lord. It's not actually a Time Lord. And Tek Tae-yoon took the ability to regenerate and gave it to the Time Lords.
Yes.
So that will go in the phase where, you know, the Time Lords can actually grant you regeneration cycles of 12.
Yeah, they can inject you.
Yeah, but that also breaks the first canon we had in New Who, where they talk about, well, you can regenerate because of living near the time vortex or the rift. So the science in canon right now does not make sense because we have two possible solutions created by the same series, and one of them overrides the second one, but the first one is supported by the fact that River Song can regenerate.
Yeah.
See, I can use big words too.
But then, so let's pretend, right, that we talk about the rift, that people live near the rift, right?
Yeah, or the schism. It's not the rift, it's the schism.
Yeah. How come only... Because then why doesn't it affect all Gallifreyans?
Because the schism is in the Time Lord Academy, and you need to...
Oh, so it's really small. Okay.
Yeah, because, right, you know, when we get the Master's origin story in New Who, they talk about, like, this is the initiation rite to become a Time Lord, blah, blah. They take you to the schism, untempered schism, and you have to look into it. And some people go mad, and the Master...
Some people are inspired, and some people run away, yeah.
Yeah. And the Master hears the war drums that we then figure out is a drum beat. But
yeah,
spoilers, by the way. But it's due to that schism and living near time vortex that makes the Time Lord be able to regenerate. And that still makes sense when we think about River Song being able to regenerate, right?
Yeah.
But then we have the Timeless Child.
Yeah.
And that breaks it. So
heavily, yeah.
Yeah. So my hope is that they kind of remove that from canon again, saying like, oh, this was also just a, you know, elaborated scheme or something. Like the Master lied, because the Master do lie.
Yeah. Well, no, but we know that they can't do it because then we meet Tek Tae-yoon.
Yeah, but Tek Tae-yoon can still be like... Well, this is why it gets frustrating.
I don't think they should remove it from canon, but they need to have it make sense.
They need to rectify it.
Once it's there, it's there. I don't think you can just... if you just remove it, it's kind of like a... it's like, well, then at that point, they can kind of just remove anything. I think once something has been placed there, I don't think we should retcon it. But it needs to make sense. And if the science is that regeneration came from this previous version of the Doctor, then who are the species that... first of all, who's the species that can regenerate? What is actually the Doctor's species? And second, what does this mean for Gallifreyans?
Exactly. I just realized, Shell, you have no idea what we're talking about. Because you haven't seen the new ones, right?
And I'm okay with that because I just talked a lot. But I am being a sponge and absorbing your conversation.
So, Shell, what do you think about Tech Tayoon?
Yes.
Heavily against. No, but like, yeah, retcon, like for me, sorry, here is where it comes that my first language is not English. Like retcon for me and rectify is two different things for me. But is that the same thing?
No. They should rectify it. They need to clarify it, yeah. and correct.
What I would like to see, but now we're in like part three of our script here, and yes, we do actually have a script for this episode. It might not seem like it, but we do have one. My theory is that they're going to bake it in, so my hope, to be fair, is they're going to bake it in so the power possessed by the original Doctor, the original Timeless Child, is the same ability you get by living near the Time Vortex. So, the Doctor species lived near the Time Vortex, because that would explain why the Timeless Child showed up on that abandoned planet as well. And living near the Time Vortex gives you the possibility to regenerate, which would explain River Song. That would be, like, in my mind, a fair rectification? No. Yeah, English heart.
Clarification.
Yeah, that would be an okay. Like, it would be a kind of boring one, but it still would explain why.
Because right now we've got like three different ways for someone to regenerate, and all of them conflict with the other one.
Yeah, we haven't even got to the third one yet. That also kind of doesn't make sense.
Anyone else kind of wish the Timeless Child was the master?
I do.
But I think that would be cool.
Stay on point here. Because now we need to talk about bi-generation as well. Bi-regeneration.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
And now we're going to explain. So before we start this part of the thing, because I'm going to bring it back to what Shell talked about earlier as well. These includes heavy spoilers for the new Doctor Who.
Yes.
So if you don't want to hear this, skip 6 minutes into the future. Use your TARDIS. It's the little bar on the bottom of your podcast listening thing. Skip 6 minutes. And not 30 years, just 6 minutes. In the new Who... are you okay listening to this, Shell, or do you want to shut off a bit?
No.
No, okay. So in the last... no, not last, but... last second
episode.
To last,
oh, yeah, right.
Second to last episode.
Yeah.
Of Doctor Who. We see the sexy Doctor, David Tennant.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And we see the hot Doctor, which name I can't pronounce yet.
Shutigatwa.
Thank you.
Ooh.
And David Tennant's Doctor, the 14th Doctor in order, gets mortally wounded.
Yeah. Laser.
Yes. And starts to regenerate.
But he doesn't.
And he says that something doesn't feel right.
And he splits in two. One of them is him, and the other one is Shutigatwa.
Yes, he asks one former companion, I'm not going to tell who, and another companion that everyone's seen in the trailers, that's Donna, to pull him from each side. And suddenly there are two Doctors. One is half naked, and the other one is half naked.
One of them is David Tennant, the other one is Shutigatwa. And they're all like, wow, what's going on? And they're like, whoa, it's me.
Oh my God, my regeneration. And everyone is like, it's a good trick, but it messes with so many things.
And then they kick the balls out of the toy maker. And then David Tennant's Doctor stays on Earth and Shooty Gatwurst flies into space.
And probably becomes a curator.
Yeah.
But that's a whole different fan theory.
Yeah.
But we're going to come to that when we have the theory segments, because I have a crazy theory here.
And then there was a thing, and I did want to throw this out there. I don't know if you guys have watched the commentary for it, but in the commentary, now this might have just been a throwaway comment, but Russell T. Davis said, yeah, when this bi-generation happened, every previous Doctor bi-generated.
Damn.
Now, I don't know whether that was just a throwaway comment, but then they released the series on BBC iPlayer with all the old Doctors, all aged, and their old companions meeting again and talking about their old adventures.
Yes. So I don't think that was a throwaway line. Also, I need to point out that during that scene where they regenerate, David Tennant is Commando under those pants. You're welcome.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, if every Doctor then regenerated, that means that we get an explanation why the Fugitive Doctor actually exists as well. Just want to put it out there.
Do we?
Yeah, like if every Doctor that's ever existed in that moment by regenerated, that means that everyone got split in two. Right?
Right.
Which
but how
means,
does that explain the Fugitive Doctor?
Well, that means that there can be a Doctor that exists that the previous Doctor we see in the episode with the Fugitive Doctor haven't seen yet, because, you know, the bi-regeneration hadn't happened yet. Therefore, for instance, William Hartnell's Doctor and the Fugitive Doctor could be the same Doctor, just that the Fugitive Doctor is a bi-regeneration of William Hartnell's Doctor.
She's still an earlier version of William Hartnell. She's still earlier than William Hartnell.
Is she? Has that been confirmed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who confirmed that? Because I'm not listening to Shibble anymore.
But so this was back in that time that she... So the canon order of the Doctor is obviously the 13, but then there's a ton of them before William Hartnell.
Yeah, this doesn't make sense.
This is why it confuses everyone, why she has a police box and everything. And yeah, why she was calling herself the Doctor. Because this was before... Like, unless they're going to come up with something like that this was somehow in between the second and third Doctor, but as it currently stands, she's pre-William Hartnell.
Showrunners, fix this. You can hire us. Like, we're cheap. We will take 90 quids a day and we can rewrite Doctor Who so it makes sense.
This is why it's so confusing as to why she has a police box and calls herself the Doctor.
Yeah. And honestly, this goes into the regeneration thing of our podcast episode as well. Like, it doesn't make sense. Because, like, if she's between the second and the third Doctor, like, we're just going to go with that kind of theory.
This was the original theory, yeah. This was the theory before the power of the Doctor.
Yeah, that would explain the police box, but then it wouldn't explain why Matt Smith exists as a Doctor, because then the regeneration power that should, there's supposed to be 12.
So at some point after the Fugitive Doctor, but before William Hartnell, the explanation was that the Time Lords reverted the Doctor back to a child and made him forget all of his memories before that point.
But Jon Pertwee's Doctor remember his old Doctor.
This was pre-William Hartnell.
Still on the track that
between the second and the third. Yeah,
like, if it's the pre-William... Yeah, then it makes sense that they reverted the Doctor back to Shal and yada, yada, yada. I'm going with the theory that... Because, like, I need to fit the police box in here somewhere.
Yeah.
Bi-regeneration could explain the police box. If this is a bi-regeneration between Hartnell and the future Doctor or
I mean, technically, we don't even need to go with bi-generation for that point, because the way that it could be explained then, sorry, I know that this is a different theory. The way that it could be explained then is after the that group was done with the Doctor, then they wiped his mind or her mind of that time, and then sent him to Earth to live out his exile. Woof.
That could work. Yeah, we have a
woof.
We do have an extra podcaster today. You can hear it in the background there. Sorry, we do not have a TARDIS that can translate dog.
Dang.
And we don't have a doctor that can speak dog either. When we find our translator, we will tell you what our fourth podcaster said here. However, okay, I need to get back on track here, because I was going to bring back to Shell. So, with the regeneration, right?
Yeah.
You know the thing we're discussing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you find anything in your research? Because if it's a cell regeneration, did you find anything why they keep some of their memories? Or most of the memories? Or the memories can come back? Like, why isn't the brain regenerating?
Oh,
only the body?
So that would be under my notes of the neurological rewiring, probably. Sorry, I was clearing my throat, but I didn't want to do that on the mic.
You didn't want to clear your throat on mic. I do appreciate that.
You're welcome. Anytime. Sorry, I had to do it again. I am bad at talking. Neurological rewiring, right? Rewiring. So regeneration often results in significant changes to their personality and even basic characteristics like gender. I know that's not like, you know, neurological, but that's physical. This suggests that the regeneration would involve more than just physical change, but it entails the rewiring of the Time Lord's neurological pathways and brain structure. And because they're aliens?
Humanoids,
there we go. I was like, advanced humanoids with advanced neurobiology and a consciousness that could transfer, like the technologies could also play a role in facilitating these changes during the regeneration. So, like, I guess, you know, maybe like the TARDIS help, you know, because it's living. Maybe.
Yeah.
But it couldn't really find too much about that. That's why, like, when I was like, yeah, big words, listen to me. I kind of skipped over that one because that one didn't really make too much sense and didn't really explain a lot that I could convey to our audience.
Because the Doctor is the same person, right? It is effectively the same person every time. But if they're changing everything about them, then yeah, you're right. Like, how would they retain memories?
Yeah.
I guess that's just a wibbly-wobbly timey-wimey.
That wibbly-wobbly timey-wimey thing. But yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but like, for me, it's like, It's the same. Oh, what's you call it?
It's like amnesia. You know, they forget some things, but they can remember other things.
Yeah, but it's like when you're getting a new phone.
But like, what do they forget?
Yeah, but like, if you look at, for instance, when Peter Capaldi becomes a doctor,
mm-hmm.
he has all these memories about him being the doctor, but in the first episode, called Breathe, I think. Or is it Breath?
Deep Breath.
Yeah. he's making these remarks about ancient robots harvesting body parts. Sound familiar?
Is he still going through regeneration sickness?
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, I need to figure out, why do they remember later? Or why does Matt Smith go, in the day of the Doctor, when the portal opens up and he throws the fess? Like, I remember this, or I sort of remember this.
So the sort of remember thing is because the Doctors can't retain memory if they meet a future version of themselves, because then the timelines become crossed and they physically can't retain that information. The latest one will remember that interaction, but the older one, the younger one, won't remember that.
No, I know the younger one, but Matt Smith is not the younger one. He's the older one.
So the reason that he says, I sort of remember this, is because he will slightly have some recollection of something happening, which will kind of jog it all back when he sees the portal again. But he won't be able to remember what's on the other side of that portal. He'll only sort of remember.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, why do they remember certain things? Like when Jodie's doctor upload thing to the Matrix and stuff like that? Why are all those key memories there? Why does the doctor remember fighting the Daleks over and over again, but can't remember the day he met himself? Like...
That's just because it's because then when they meet themselves, the timelines become out of sync, and then the timeline kind of goes from their head.
Yeah, but so my point here is that because in the end of that episode, they do a throwaway line like, I won't remember any of this, would I? And like, no, yeah. Timeline's too scrambled, blah, 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 blah. Why does it then say, I sort of remember this?
Now that he's in that moment, it kind of slightly jogs back, slightly, but not all of it.
But it's the word slightly that I'm having an issue with, because if they retain the information, if they save the information, I'm going to use my phone analogy here. So for everyone who's listening, I'm an Apple user, and you can boo at me later or throw eggs on me later. Yeah, you see, she's a Samsung user, by the way. But basically, what was I going to say? Yeah, so when I buy a new phone, like for instance, the iPhone 13, and I had an 11 before, all I had to do was to put the phones next to each other, click some buttons, and most of my information... And I say most, and that's the important thing. Most of the information I had in the old phone would be transferred to the new phone. And that's like the doctor. You have the new doctor and you have the old doctor. The 11th to the 13th, most of the information gets processed, right?
You skip the 12th, mate.
Yeah, but that's because I went from... Okay, for argument's sake, I'm switching from an 11th to a 12th iPhone. Most of the information gets moved over. The information that doesn't get moved over is information I choose not to move over, or information that is out of date, right?
I think the doctors do remember everything from their... I think when one regenerates into the other, they will remember everything from their past lives.
But do they?
I think that, yeah, they do. I don't think I've ever seen anything suggest that they don't, apart from the first episode when their brains are frazzled. But then by the second episode, they remember everything. They know who they are at that point.
So why does Peter Capaldi's doctor need Clara to tell him who he is for the first four episodes?
He's not specifically asking Clara. He's asking Clara who this version of the doctor is. Like, is this version of the doctor a good doctor? Or is it like a bad doctor? He's trying to work out what kind of doctor he's going to be, and he wants Clara to tell him what kind of doctor he's going to be. He's not literally asking him who he's not literally asking her who he is. He's just like, what is this version of the doctor like? Because when you regenerate, you've got no idea who you're going to be. It's not who I am, it's who am I going to be as this doctor. The same way that, like, when David Tennant asked Rose, or, like, was kind of going on, like, am I good? Am I bad? Am I funny? Am I, like, a loudmouth? Am I, you know, all these things.
But like, I'm not ginger.
Yeah, they're never ginger.
Oh, yeah. Showrunners, give us a ginger doctor. Make Donna Noble the doctor. give us a red-headed doctor. Yes.
But at that point, the doctor doesn't know who he's going to be. And I think the 12th doctor was scared that he wasn't going to be a good doctor. And he pretty much spent the entire first series trying to work out what kind of doctor he is until he finally comes to the realization at the end that he's an idiot.
Yeah. So, yeah, regeneration is a lottery.
Well, one thing I do want to bring up, it must suck when you regenerate into an older man. Because at that point, you know that regeneration isn't going to be as long, and it's basically wasted. Especially when you go from a young doctor who's got all this energy, to suddenly you're an older doctor that's more limited, and you know this life isn't going to last quite as long. That must suck.
But when you're saying not that long, like, we need to remember that Matt Smith lived quite long on Trenzalore.
Yeah.
And we also need to point out that Peter Capaldi spent 1.2 billion years in...
But that was different because he was in the dial. So I don't think he aged in the dial.
But yeah, you aged in the dial. They said they aged in the dial.
No, he ages... He spent all these years, but don't forget, he kept being reset. So even
I forgot about that. Sorry.
Even though he physically spent like a billion years in there, he did only... Like, every lifetime only lasted about a day. And then he'd go back to being how old he was before. So he never actually aged a day.
Yeah, but my point about Matt Smith still stands, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, even if you are regenerated as an older man or an older woman, you still have some years to kick. I don't think you fast, though, because it felt like both David Tennant and Matt Smith was faster than Peter Capaldi.
Peter Capaldi, who ran out of breath running down a corridor in his second episode.
Yes.
That's a mood.
So that's not entirely ideal.
I can relate to that, though.
Same.
And the Doctor can die of old age. We saw that with, like, William Hartnell died of old age. John Hurt as well. His doctor died of old age.
Matt Smith was supposed to die of old age, but then the Daleks went like, ha-ha, you have nothing left to do. And he's like, did you tell me the rules? Never tell me the rules.
Technically, he did still die of old age. The reason he regenerated was due to old age.
Yeah, and the fact that he was granted more regenerations. That also, like, we need to get a finger on this. Is regeneration genetic, or is it something granted?
Right, and here's something, okay? How come Romana got to regenerate 6 times in the cupboard and decide what she looks like every time?
Must be naive.
She wasted 6 regenerations just deciding what she wanted to look like, and Tom Baker kept saying, no, you're ugly, so she had to go regenerate again. She didn't have any regeneration sickness. She was fine every time. Is the doctor just stupid?
According to Chibnall, the doctor is the original one, so maybe they perfected it when he gave it to the other Time Lords, if we go by that.
Maybe, yeah.
But then we have another thing. Speaking of that, do you remember the corset, the mention of the corset in The Doctor's Wife? Not The Doctor's Wife. Yeah, it's
just... that was another Time Lord, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that Time Lord chose to have a specific tattoo in every regeneration. How did they do that? How did the corset have this specific tattoo in every regeneration?
And tattoos aren't genetic.
And
how come the Jodie Whittaker regenerated with clothes when she turned into the 14th Doctor? How come they regenerated with their... Like, he regenerated new clothes onto him.
I'm going to send a message to the BBC. Hopefully they will take us seriously now when we have, like, 8 listeners on Spotify. And I'm going to say, like, hey, put Michal and Callum... Pay us 90 quid a day for like 3 weeks, and we will solve everything.
We will solve the Doctor Who issues.
Or we will make it worse.
Or that.
Find out 50-50 chance. Generation Radio.
Every fan in the world would either hate us or love us.
It's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, I like those odds, though. It's better odds than winning the lottery.
Never told me the odds.
That's the start.
Okay, well, that was all I had to say on regeneration. I have more questions than answers, and I still have more questions than answers.
I like your brain thoughts, Callum.
I feel like I have a lot of, like, possible answers. But they are not canon, they are just my theories. Because I think about regeneration, like, regeneration is my ancient Rome. For everyone who's been on TikTok, there was, like, this question, like, how often do you think about the Roman Empire? You can ask me how often do I think about regeneration, and my honest answer is once a day. Sometimes it's like, if I were to regenerate, what would I regenerate into? And why would I regenerate? Yeah, like, I was going for a chicken, but, like, you never know.
Can the doctor regenerate into animals?
That would be so cute, right?
That's a question I've been thinking about.
He regenerates into a cricket.
But in some episode, and I can't remember which one is, I've been trying to find episode, but I know there is a throwaway line that they mentioned.
I could have 2 Ed or no Ed. Imagine me with no Ed.
Yeah. No, not that one. That one I do have a backup for. But there is a throwaway line somewhere, like, they mention a different skin color, like green or blue or something. It's not like a human skin color. It's just a different skin color. But I can't remember the actual color they say. But it's somewhere around blue-green. Like they regenerated into blue-green something here. Which would say then that the doctor can regenerate into a different species. So then the question is, why does the doctor choose to always regenerate as a human-looking humanoid? And why wouldn't he want 2 heads, or she? Like, 2 heads are always better.
Imagine just arguing with yourself the entire time.
Because of aesthetics.
Yeah, maybe, but, like, budget. I argue with myself daily.
You'd have to hire 2 actors. Double the pay.
Yeah, but by regeneration, come on. So, to summarize, do we have any good answers about regeneration? I think, like, the best answers we have gotten so far is Shell, who actually gave us the science of it, but everyone else, everything is just questions after questions after questions. Like, why?
I think there are too many different ways to regenerate with too many different origins for regeneration for us to narrow it down to the canon one right now.
And not enough actual answers.
This is where we have a... Yeah, like... I think it's better that Shell actually sends the email to BBC. Shell, can you see if you can get us a job at BBC just to fix this? Like, we're all 3 big Star Wars fans. We know how it is to retcon stuff, like, and rectify stuff. We can do that for Doctor Who. Like, we can create the canon. We can do a Disney thing, like, oh, everything that's extended universe is non-canon anymore. This is the canon. But for Doctor Who.
Yeah. I could. I don't know if they'll actually look at it.
Well, we do have the not qualifications, but we do have, like, the sources to back up that we are Doctor Who fans. Like, listen to our podcast. If you haven't figured out that we're Doctor Who fans yet, you haven't listened enough.
We just might be. A little bit. A lot. A little lot of it.
A little lot of it.
I am waiting for the new season. The new trailer looks so good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that too.
I want to know who Rube is. I also want to know who the woman in the end of the episode was.
Yeah.
But I actually have a theory about that that actually goes into the thing about regeneration. And I know we've been talking for 45 minutes, but can I just share this theory?
Go on.
So, in the end of the Tenant era, now we can probably say this is the end of the Tenant era, you see that the doctor, the David Tennant doctor, stays with Donna. And as I said before, there are major spoilers here, but if you're listening to this podcast, you have probably watched the episode. And it's still, the doctor is still a Time Lord.
Yeah.
And then we have, in the Day of the Doctor, we have the curator at the British Museum.
Yes.
Which is also an old doctor. The doctor with the face of a doctor, but now the curator.
Yes.
What if David Tennant, with the possibility to regenerate, first becomes the curator?
Yes.
And when the curator is over, regenerates again. And since we know that you can switch genders as a Time Lord, becomes... Caleb is like, yes.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Becomes the lady in the end of the Ruby episode, which I can't remember what it's called right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because that would explain why the TARDIS perception filter didn't affect the old woman, and the woman looked into the camera and said, like, never seen a TARDIS before. With, you know, a Doctor Who smile.
Imagine we never see her again. Imagine that. So imagine, like, she literally was just like a comic, little comic relief bit. We never see her again.
Aww.
That would make me so mad. Because, like, you can't have a person doing that and then be like, huh, that was just a throwaway line. Like, we are fans. We will take everything you do, everything you put into an episode, and we will dissect it. We will start making a lot of different theories about it, then you can't just throw it away.
And get more listeners or something, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, you can't do that. Like, I hate when shows do that, when they put something that, like, what is the thing with the Mavity? I need to know. I can't wait until May to know why does suddenly gravity become a Mavity in the Doctor Who universe.
True.
Yes.
Ah.
Feels good to get that off your chest, Mike.
Yes, I will send a very angry letter to the showrunners later. But a very polite angry letter. It's not going to be like, oh, you suck. I'm going to be like, can you please explain this and this and this and this and this? And 3 hours later, the letter will be done. And some poor intern will open the letter and be like, oh, this Swedish dude be mad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry.
Big Ingi.
Yes, I had to take this off my chest. So, Callum, take it away.
Thank you for watching our video. Sorry if we didn't help you answer all your questions about regeneration, but we're not very good at this. Thank you all for watching, though. And we will see you guys all next time on Regeneration Radio.
Bye.
What my fake Australian friend forgot to mention is that...
Oh, yeah, we'll next time. Yeah, Mike, take it away.
Disregard the thing that we're not very good at this. We are actually pretty good at discussing Doctor Who.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
But I know this time. I know the answer. Next week, we will be discussing a journey through the TARDIS.
And what does that mean?
Yes.
Next time we will take a look at the different TARDISes through the ages. We will take a look at what we actually know exist in a TARDIS. We will discuss some theories about what could exist in a TARDIS. And
banana. That's
about it. Yeah, so that's for next episode. Always bring banana to a party, though. That's the next episode, and I hope you listen in then. Until then, this is Mike saying goodbye, and Callum.
Bye. Have a bit of a time.
And Shell.
Bye.
And Craig, who can't speak, so we're going to say bye, Craig.
Bye, Craig.